4DJC.
This is Daryl TR. How are you doing this morning, Derek?
Today on time. We went to Universal Studios last week for a few days, and I fell while I was there, and I thought maybe I broke my hip. Went to the orthopedic, and he thought maybe I broke my pelvis. So I had my CT scan yesterday, and went to the orthopedic surgeon today, and he said it was close to a break, but it wasn't a break, so I dodged a bullet.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, you gotta stay off them roller coasters.
I do. I didn't ride the kitty coaster. I felt the first day it was there. And I walked about 9 miles in 2 days there. I was in some fair amount of pain, but I just thought I'd pull the muscles on the piece on the inside. He said it was close. Do an MRI and it might show a close to a break or maybe even a small break, but he said otherwise he said just go back to whatever your normal activities are and take pain medication if you need it. And he said your pain will tell you whether or not you're overdoing it or not. He wants to see me back in 2 months otherwise everything's okay, but I've been very cautious last week. I drove back and didn't, I was in a fair amount of pain driving back, but we drove back. It was about a 9-hour trip down there. So it was just one of those things, you know. I just wasn't in good enough shape to get tired and I got distracted and we were trying to figure out a way out, back to where we started. And I got turned around a little bit and I turned one way and just tripped over my own feet, I guess.
I fear that the most. I wear a foot brace. And by the way, I gotta come to Anderson tomorrow morning right during that storm. But I wear a foot brace, Jerry, and I got screws in my foot, and one of them's 3.5 inches long from the heel up towards the center of the ankle. And it does not like uneven ground. And I got to where I can only lift about 10 pounds now or so. But it makes me feel like a drunk at times because I'll stumble to the left, and that foot was, when they did surgery on it for about the fourth time, they overcorrected it and they fused it. And it messes up my balance at times. That's why I don't have a tower or anything anymore. That and in my back, not to sound like the Geritol man, but at any rate, I'm sorry to hear that you fell. It's real easy to do when you get your age, Jerry. Now, I sure don't like the idea of having to drive 85 to come over there tomorrow to that podiatry clinic.
That's the first time I've fallen. I fell once about 10 years ago, but we were walking out here in the neighborhood. My wife had fallen. She slipped up on some sweet gum balls out here walking in the neighborhood, and she barely missed getting some serious injuries. And I fell too, like it's the same week. So we quit walking here in the neighborhood. They finally got all the sweet gum trees down here now. But it's not that, they don't have sidewalks here. So you have to walk out the road. And I just don't feel that comfortable. My balance isn't that great either. Because by the time you take blood pressure medication and all this other stuff we have to take, it does a number on your blood pressure. You didn't really control it as well. Mine runs low, which is makes for some interesting balance situations too. And my eyesight's not that great. I'm gonna get some new glasses. Gotta go get some new glasses this weekend, so I'm hoping that'll help some too. But mainly vision and balance problems for most of us, I guess. It don't matter whether you've been injured before or not. It's still tough. It's like I said, it ain't getting old ain't for sissies.
Daryl guilty are. Boy, that's the truth, Jerry. Well, where did the break occur, in the leg or the hip or what?
Thought it was in the hip, and the primary care doctor did x-ray and thought she saw a break in the hip, which is serious, you know, but I know I felt it. I walked another 4 miles that day and about 8 or 9 the next day, so I was in pain, but I just thought I'd pulled a muscle and bruised myself. I didn't realize I'd broken anything, but when they did the x-ray up here, they have a walk-in urgent care orthopedic Prisma clinic here about 2 miles from my house. I got an orthopedic surgeon. That same day I saw my doctor, and they did x-ray there, and they did see a break in the hip. He said he thought he saw one in the pelvis in two places, but it was a CT scan. He said it shows some bone inflammation in a couple of places. He said he didn't see anything that... He said he could order an MRI that might show more, except what he recommended me doing would be no different. He said just go back to normal activities and take Tylenol or Motrin or something like that. He said let the pain dictate how much you do. But there's no restriction. So hip, when you break a hip, that's major, you know, that's major surgery when they replace that. I mean, we'd have to go in there. And a pelvis, unless it's displaced or something, it's major too. So I was really concerned about that. But, you know, I had not been in a lot of pain. I just mainly felt more like a pulled muscle, kind of in the groin area, but... So he said that indicates that, you know, there probably was something there, but he said he didn't feel like it was necessary to do an MRI and come back in a couple of months. And said if I felt better, if I felt fine about 2 months, just cancel the appointment. Otherwise, you know, he'd see me. But anyway, I was glad to be able to get everything done as fast as I did.
Well, Jerry, one of my best friends, fell off a ladder that I told him he needed to put a new foot under a few days before. And he was going into the attic in his garage, and they give him those elastic pants, you know, to wear because he broke his pelvis. And about 2 weeks later, he got a blood clot and died. So that one's not a funny one either, because they can't do nothing for it. They can't give you blood thinners or you'll bleed out. And it was just so sad. He just retired and started his own business and had a new contract for his machine shop, and then just instantly died one morning. And he just bought a new Ford 150 the night before and told me to wake him up on the radio the next morning. He didn't answer. Just broke our hearts. But I'm glad you're doing all right. Well, we're heading for Lowe's. We're going to pick up some of those squares of that red rock stuff. And we got a load of rocks yesterday for out in the pastures, I call it, out behind the house. And we got that taken care of. So we're going to put a few more of these red rocks to keep from falling down around the chicken pen. I spent a lot of money on rocks lately. Bernice probably thinks I could get them out of my head anyways, Jerry, over.
I don't know whether you get that many out of your head or not, hopefully. But, you know, we got to keep the poor foundation for the house next door, and they're working on it now. And I mean, not working on it now, but hopefully they'll start working on it. They put a porta john out in front of the house that day, and it looks like we look like a family hillbilly now with poor John sitting almost in our front yard.
Well, I can get done with that, and I could put it out in the South 40 out there and use it out in the back. That would be nice. And if I had a water well and a porta potty out there, we'd be self-sufficient. But from what my buddy tells me, a water well's $8,000 or $9,000 at my age. I just ain't gonna do that. We got the generator, and so that would run us for quite a while. But at any rate, Jerry, that's our plan. I don't know if we'll put any of them out today. We're just going to pick them up. We're not too far from there now. And, I thought I'd look at some electrical apparatus, maybe buy a few receptacles just to have for spare. I used the last one up the other day. And projects around the house, we started mowing the lawn last night, and I didn't think about that fescue so tall that it was still wet. And after the first time I mowed it, there were these big clumps all over the yard, so I had to mow it again another one or two times in order to get rid of the clumps. And I always run the lawnmower on mulching. And so this morning, about midnight, I woke up in a great deal of pain. Even though it's a riding lawnmower, it still bounces you around.
A young guy that cuts our grass came yesterday morning about 10:30, 11. And we don't cut ours about every 2 weeks. We let it get up pretty high before we do it, just because we have mostly. Well, I have there's some fescue out there in somewhere still, but most of it is either centipede or I can't remember. You know, man, there's a little bit of Bermuda out there too, but mostly centipede doesn't get quite as high, but ours is mostly weeds right now. And he did a real good job on ours. He's going up $5 on it because of the gas situation. He'll go back. He hadn't raised the prices in about 8 or 9 years now, so he only charged me $50 to cut mine weed eating. That's a bargain these days. And my wife used to cut it all the time, but it just beat our mower to death. That yard was so rough. We went and had to replace the deck on it for $600 or $700, and we said, well, by the time we replace another deck on it, do all that stuff, we just let somebody else cut it for us for a while, and our arms and shoulders kind of gave out on us too, so we're letting somebody else do it for us now. But it's a racket that gets you going and coming with your yard look nice, but when you have it look nice, you just got to cut it more often. And that fescue, when it gets wet, it just lays down and it leaves big clumps. And it's just difficult to clump unless it's difficult to cut unless it's really dry.
Well, you know what? That's the tip of the day because I'm finding that out, ain't it, Bernice?
Yeah. Hi, Jerry.
That's the War Department here with me, and we're in the truck. Boy, it grows fast. You know, I've mowed grass already about 5 times this year, I think, and it certainly looks beautiful. It's green, but we reseeded it earlier this year. Boy, did it take. But I think you could just about bale it if you just waited a little while. But it's kind of a hobby in our old age. But even riding lawnmower, it hurts my back tremendously. But I enjoy it. And just take a couple of extra Tylenols. But, oh, boy, at midnight, that sucker was hurting. I put up some of that cryoderm heat on it and went back to bed. But the reward is this morning it looked beautiful. It's kind of foggy-like up here right now, Jerry. They said it was misting pretty heavy down on I-85 on the Fox Local News this morning. Well, Jerry, I better let you go. I got about 2 or 3 blocks to go, and I'll be pulling into the most dangerous place in the world other than I-85, and that's a parking lot. You have a good day, and I hope you get to feeling better. Nice to hear you this morning. N4DJC and 0TR Clear.
Good morning, Bernice. Hope you're doing well. It's been misty. It was misty when we got out of the doctor's office this morning about 10:30 or so. So it's not going to improve. I think it's going to get a lot worse tomorrow. But anyway, you have a good day. Have a good afternoon. Be safe out there in the parking lot. I agree with you. It's the most dangerous place to go. But have a good day and talk to you later today, maybe. N0TRN4DJC Clear.
Yeah, I'll holler at you tomorrow. We'll be over at Sam's down there about noon, if I'm guessing right. And if it isn't hailing or something, God help us. I hope not. But you gotta make those appointments with the doctors, you know. 73 Jerry, and 0 TR Clerk.